I'm Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Lauren from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
A podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com
and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs, it's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm Jake.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Zero.
And these are the news for the week ending November 5th, 1955. 2015. Like every week, we are ready to geek out about TV movies and more. So, Beef, what time is it?
Beef.
News time! Ouch, that hurts.
I guess it's vegetarian news time.
Yeah, it's vegetarian news time. But hey, we got everybody else, so let's just try to make this alive. And yes, my first kind of news, it's my first kind of joke. November 5th to everyone. The first day of traveled back in time, so that's great. That's when Marty came back to the future. Went back to the past. Yes.
Oh.
Well, lots of Back to the Future stuff in the last couple of weeks.
Wasn't that October?
No, that was when he got to the future in 2015.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, now all of Back to the Future has happened in the past. All
Hooray!
Of it. Well, they're never going to the future now. Have you seen the Ford thing where they're like, they got Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. Like, what does this look like? Well... Yeah.
Did you see the self-lacing Nikes that they gave the prototypes to
Michael J. Fox? Yeah, that's pretty cool too.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool too. Now I want my overboard like everyone else, and I want my flying car so just I can park it like above another car, just for that. That would be great.
Just to park it on top of other cars.
Yes. Imagine like double the parking spot. If there's like too much snow or something, you don't have to shovel your car. Just like. Has to go up, and from time to time you turn it upside down. So, like,
Wing, as American, I have to introduce you to the concept of the monster truck. This truck will let you do all those things and more.
I was about to say that's what you have a Jeep for.
Yeah, well, it still gets stuck in snow in the city. Oh yeah, the guy that lives in Arizona, snow. You know that white thing that falls from the sky?
Yeah, that thing I avoid like the plague because it's fragging cold.
Yes,
I don't have a car. I ride a motorcycle. I can't ride that in snow.
Men's got a point.
Okay.
Well, you can ride a motorcycle in snow. It's not fun, but you can.
At that point, you just have to buy a snowmobile.
Well, that's fun. That is just fun.
I'm just going to go back to missing my Jeep.
Okay, good. Black Ops, the third.
Woohoo!
When does that come in?
Today, like in 3 hours from now.
Ooh, are people still lining up for that?
Maybe. I don't know.
My point is Call of Duty is still Call of Duty, or interest has went down at some point.
Yeah, it's they hit their stride.
Okay. So now
What else is there left to do with Call of Duty at this point?
They keep moving more into the future. So the first Black Ops was Kennedy kind of Bay of Pigs, Cuba stuff. And at this point, they're already into, like, the future, and everyone has jetpacks. And you have these weird gravity hammer things. And
okay, so...
Just go play Battlefront instead.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably the thing right now, is that our people are going to get into Call of Duty as much because they can't play Battlefront. I mean, Star Wars this year is huge, so... You have the option to play Call of Duty again, or to play Battlefront. What do you do?
I'd be playing Battlefront. Not that I can know how to play the game, but I'd be playing Battlefront.
I don't. It depends. Which one lets you be a Jedi?
Yeah, that one.
That's the one. Then yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking the one that let me be Boba Fett. So I'm good. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I haven't played the Call of Duty in a couple of years. So yay! I hope there's zombies. That was fun.
I think I did see them advertising the fact that you can still do the zombies thing.
Yeah, the zombies is still a thing. It's, again, they slightly updated it, but they'll never get rid of zombies in Black Ops. They can't. It was too big the first time.
There you go. This weekend is BlizzCon. So you can watch it in HD on their website. You can look at the link if the news comes out before the weekend.
Hooray for all the Blizzard games and theoretically a trailer for their new movie.
Yay!
Well, the trailer's coming out tomorrow, so that's about to have it. I wish them really well because video game movies don't have the best track record. I'm just leaving it at that, Mario Butter.
But they're doing the thing that is, I think, the smartest thing is that, again, they're dropping the trailer at BlizzCon, and as soon as the trailer ends at BlizzCon, they're literally putting all the high-res stuff up on YouTube. Because there's too much Hall H Comic-Con crap where it's like, oh, you can see this trailer, and just release it online. If you're going to release it to your private audience, just put it online.
Star Wars proved that worked, and that worked well, so... Just make sure your timeline is good, because what was it? Was the Doctor Who thing that people in the con saw an hour after it dropped on the internet? Because
yeah.
The people in London miscalculated, like, saving daylight time or some stupid shit like that. And you're like, no, you're not in Arizona. Come on.
Well, the trailer for the trailer, just that brief moment of images there, the actual effects look like they're going to be worthwhile.
Yeah. And they can tell a decent story. Like, if you ever dig into the lore of WoW, there's a lot of good story there. Whether they can translate that or not has yet to be seen.
Yeah, but we've all been unfortunately completely duped and screwed by the wealth and wealth and wealth of good story to tell that somebody looks at and goes, oh, we're not going to use any of this.
Yeah. No, why would we use the story that everybody loves about Arthas? Let's just make it about other people, you know, not Thrall. Okay, but...
But that's what we want. Okay. Yeah, that's what... The big thing with video game is that it's tough to tell a story in a two-hour movie when you play a 30-hour game. I mean, we're both Mass Effect fan. How do you adapt that to the movie? I mean, you need to make, like, a trilogy of movie just for this first game.
Well, even then, what you do is very simple. You don't do a movie out of it. You do what everybody's been doing with stuff of that nature recently and doing excellent work with is you make it a TV series. Put it on HBO, put it on Netflix, however that works, and you do it that way, and you come up with something that's actually worth watching.
Sci-fi is still really expensive. I mean, look at Defiance.
Yeah.
That was super expensive, and it still looked... Yeah, it looked okay, but... Didn't look like
And that's why I said that's why you put it on HBO.
Yeah, I mean, even Netflix has shown that while they can do supernatural stuff, they tend to shy all away more from it. The Daredevil is very street level and doesn't have a whole lot of powers. Jessica Jones has some, but they're, at least from the way the trailers are being shot, more implying it than actually showing it. Mm-hmm. Luke Cage is the same way. He's just a big tough guy that's hard to hurt. That's easy to special effects. And they had Iron Fist, but now it's going to be Punisher, it looks like, which is just a dude with guns.
Yeah. They're just adding Punisher to the lineup. I think they're still doing Iron Fist.
They're talking about turning Iron Fist into a TV show on Netflix as opposed to a standalone thing.
Oh, okay.
At least that's what I had seen, is that they were still rolling him into Defenders, but he's going to get a two-hour movie as opposed to a, like, 13-episode series.
Okay, I can see that. Why not try stuff at this point, see what sticks, and just do stuff. But yeah, maybe that you can go that way. But the only really good TV series that pulled it off, I think, was Battlestar Galactica. For some reason, the effect looked really great in that.
Season 1 of Heroes was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not at the same level of, like, I mean, you can still shoot in city sometimes.
Yeah.
So
it's not all sound stages.
Not all sound stages. And while I was talking about Mass Effect, this is N7 day this weekend, November 7th. So If you want to shop some Mass Effect stuff, everything's going to be probably discounted like every year. And you can get like a Loot Crate Mass Effect special thing right now for a really expensive price of is it $110 or $90? So US, of course.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Does that come with my very own Tally sex slave? Because That's really expensive.
Yeah, they say you get $150 worth of stuff, but at that point, I'm like, I prefer to buy exactly what I want.
Yeah, if it's $100 and something, I'll pick and choose.
Yeah, with the exchange rate here, it comes to $140 Canadian. I was like, hell no.
I'll spend $140 and get one of those N7 leather jackets, because those things are pimp.
Yes, agreed. I had the occasion to visit the BioWare facilities, and when I got out, they gave me a winter coat, which is an N7 winter coat, which is
kind of nice.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Very, very, very cool. So, thank you. That in a bag. So, yeah, I have a bunch of N7 stuff since I went there. That's great. Thank you, BioWare people. online media, Beast of New Nation, killing it 4 days and over 3 million views. So, I think we talked about that last week a little bit, but yeah, there's still good buzz around it. So I wish them well, and yeah, keep going.
Non-centralized television, we like it. Keep doing it.
Yes.
Please.
But in centralized television, Star Trek is coming back. We don't know how. Who's going to be? What kind of Enterprise are we doing? What universe are we in? We don't know, but Star Trek is coming back.
I'd love to see Next Generation in the actual universe that they've just created.
Me too. But
you know, let them keep doing movies at that time period and jump to 80 years ahead and show us how that universe changed.
I mean, they have to, because they once tried to jump back and it did okay, but by no means was it the rousing success that TNG was, and that's what they're chasing. They're chasing TNG, and I don't know that they're ever going to get there.
No, they're going to do a remake of Voyager in that universe.
Oh, God.
I love Voyager.
Oh, everybody is working for somebody else. Nobody on that entire ship was actually Starfleet except Janeway.
Yep.
It's like, really? It's a tiny ship. The whole point is like, it's a tiny ship with a smaller crew, and nobody works for Starfleet. Everybody's a spy.
That was funny, though.
Oh.
That was a good show.
I'd still like to see how the world changed into the Next Generation, considering the fact that that was the most popular that was done. You know, show us what changed. Show us the fact that the Klingons are still Cold War with the Klingons. That, you know, somewhere along the line, the Romulans have all been figured out and, you know, are now the rogues of the galaxy after that big ship showed up and made the Romulans look bad. Show us something different.
And Will Wheaton is Worf.
What I'd really like to see would be something that deals with the establishment and regular traveling along the what they call it, demilitarized zone, but they called it something else, I think.
Neutral zone.
There you go. Just something that is, because every Star Trek ends up being action fighty at the end of an episode. There's always action fighty somewhere in it. So why not, instead of doing an exploration ship, just straight up do a warship? This is a ship of war. This is what it does. And you get much more of a BSG kind of feel out of it, because it's a warship. It's not, what new life can we find? It's, well, then, don't come then, over here, we'll marry
then,
you.
Then also do something what they did to some extent with BSG and make it a little bit more political. We've already touched on in the movies on the idea of, are we going to continue being explorers or are we going to be militarized? You know, run with that. You know, somewhere along the line, have it be, you know, the fact that the world has gotten in this timeline away from Gene Roddenberry's vision of everything's wonderful, nice, and special. That all of this change screwed everything up.
And I would absolutely love that. I just don't know if it would still be Star Trek if you take that much away from it. That's the rub.
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, one of the news we had a couple of weeks ago is that they wanted, a year ago actually,
they wanted a Star Trek to be less Star Trek-y.
Yeah, so that would work in the way that they want to go. So if you have to change it at that point and you want it to be more action-based, yeah, you can go that way. On the other end, the reason why TNG was TNG is because it was not action-based. No? Yeah?
I agree completely. I think it should be more political based. I think because that's really what BSG was. BSG was a political thriller. in the midst of a war.
Then you want a remake of Deep Space Nine.
Sure, I accept.
Deep Space Nine, yeah,
was the political one, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the people that did BSG after, so.
Yeah.
So, but I agree, that was one of the best Star Trek. For some reason, doesn't have the best reputation, maybe because you need to watch them all in a row if you want it to be complete. Mm-hmm. As that TNG, you can pick up any episode, and they're always going back to status quo.
Well, do what they did with DS9, but move it to the other side. We've already seen, once again, in the movies that they've done, the fact that there is a war brewing with the Klingons. You know, make it post-Klingon war, and just basically replace the Cardassians with the Klingons and have it be the ship that's got to be on the neutral zone and deal with the fact that, you know, there's been a recent treaty signed with the Klingons. And, you know, the whole idea is to keep the peace.
Yeah.
Would it be funny, too, that, like, it went so differently that they're still in the Enterprise C? Because one of them didn't get destroyed.
They didn't get blown up, so letters stopped advancing.
So that would be really, really funny. Like, this one's still working. I mean, we're not destroying them as fast as we used to. On the other end, the warship was the Enterprise E, I think.
Yeah, was definitely a problem. Yeah. But just like, again, I'm not even thinking something that big. Again, I'm thinking it's like Voyager size. You get like a patrol ship. It's a long-range patrol ship that patrols the neutral zone. And there, are, of course, are, you know, big, bad Klingons that are, you know, break-off groups, splinter groups that are, you know, pushing into the neutral zone, so they have to yell at them and throw them back and blow them up and send them back to what have you.
Yeah, turning systems against them, using the banking clan to build battle droids. Yeah, I can see it.
Totally.
Wait.
Wait, no. We've done this before. Oh, God. Oh, God, it's all happening again.
Not again, no. Oh, God. Well, I mean, that was a bad joke, but I hear the Muppets are pretty bad, too. So,
I have to disagree with that. I'm actually really loving The Muppet Show.
Okay. So
I mean, yes, I have an 11-year-old that I watch it with, and we geek out over the whole thing. The wife loves The Muppet Show, too. What they've done with it, they turned it into the Muppet version of the Larry Sanders Show. I think it's excellent. I think it's, but they did get away to some extent from the old Muppet Show tropes. I mean, you've got a cynical Kermit the Frog after having broken up with Miss Piggy. You've got Miss Piggy completely self-absorbed, and, you know, and everybody else trying to figure out how to deal with being around them. That said, it's hilarious.
Okay, so they're saying that they're going to finish like that 10-episode run, then take a break and do a 6-episode of a retool show that's going to be an evening show instead of a variety show. So,
well, it's not a variety show. They're not doing a variety show anymore. It's Miss Piggy is a late night talk show similar to Carson and Letterman and all that. But at the same time, they're doing it like they did The Office, like they did the Larry Sanders Show. It's that documentary feel.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I agree. It is a sitcom.
Okay. Okay. So, anyway, I'm going to give it a shot. I just didn't get to it yet, but I love The Muppets, so I need to see what they did with it.
I don't know what kind of ratings it's getting, but I have really enjoyed the show.
Okay. Great. I really need to get to it. Muppets. I love Muppets. Who doesn't love Muppets? Constantine is going to be on Arrow?
Well, no, actually, Constantine was on
Arrow. Yesterday. Yeah, I haven't got to that either. Why do I have to work? Oh, yeah, so I can pay for cable. Yeah, okay. But that's pretty cool. That crossover did happen.
And it was a good crossover, too.
So, you watch the episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you give it a good... crossover well...
Yes, it crossed over well. I'd love to see Constantine show back up in that universe from time to time. I understand why his show failed, but that being said, I do like the character that they created with him.
Did he smoke an exceptional number of cigarettes?
No, he wasn't doing a whole lot of smoking, but he did have his lighter with him the entire time. But with that said, I like the character that they created there. I'd like to see him be part of that universe more, but I can see how he's not going to carry a show of his own.
Well, if he works and people like him, they're probably going to write him in more episodes in the second half of the season. And if that works even better, I mean, at that point, there's how many freaking spin-off of Arrow at this point, so...
Well, but with that said, they have every reason to, if it carries on to put him into this, because... am I mistaken? Has anybody seen the season of Arrow yet?
I've seen first two episodes.
Okay, so you see that they're taking a supernatural tint to some extent on it as it is. So why not bring Constantine back?
Because money.
Well, yeah. But
There's a lot of money on screen right now. All their actors are starting to cost a lot of more and more every year.
Yeah, but I would assume that they can probably get him pretty cheap at the moment.
There's that too. Well, if he's not working, that's a good point, though.
And we know how much money Arrow is losing every week. I mean, we're just, it's making tons of money hand over fist.
Yeah, it's crazy. When that show started, I mean, I had to get people to watch it. Now there's more spin-off than I can even watch. I mean, I've watched the first two episodes of Supergirl. Okay, that was fun. But I'm going to keep watching every week. I still have enough trouble keeping up with Gotham, The Flash, and yeah, that's pretty much it these days.
I haven't seen any of the Supergirl yet. That's a spin-off of Arrow, technically?
No. Once again, they are admitting that it's taking place in the same universe, the televised universe, but it is on a completely different network.
Okay.
You're probably not going to see a crossover there.
But they said there's a deal in place, but not for season one. They need to go beyond season one for that deal to take place, so...
Buffy and Angel.
Yeah, probably.
Having seen the first two episodes, if they keep going the way they're going, I don't see this getting a second season.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, they're really like villain of the week at this point?
Yeah, to some extent, yes. They don't really have a really impressive overarching story going yet.
Okay.
And as I said, it's only two episodes in.
Question. So,
go ahead.
You have kids?
Yeah.
Is that a show that you're going to let your... I think you have a daughter, your daughter watch?
Yeah.
Okay. You tell us how she likes it next time you're on the show.
Oh, no. I mean, she has seen it. She did like it.
Oh, okay.
But as I said, I see it having trouble appealing to the larger audience. It would have been a perfect adjunct onto the old Lois and Clark shows at the moment.
But I think they're aiming for younger audience. That's my point with your daughter, actually.
And if they get it, they'll succeed. I'm not saying that they're not going to succeed. I'm just saying I could see it not making it if it keeps going the way it's going.
Fair enough, because I'll be honest, when they told me that they were doing a Flash show, I was like, are you nuts? And wow.
I think the show's got a whole lot of potential. I just don't know if they're going to hit it or hit the stride fast enough.
That's a fast enough right now. That's dangerous because... Are you guys watching Heroes?
Yes.
No.
Heroes is okay. But in the world of a lot of TV, it's just okay.
I'm actually enjoying Heroes.
So what season of Heroes is it equal to?
I gave up on Heroes after, I think, the third season.
So is it better than the third season?
Yes.
Okay, the best season
it
since season one.
It is better than the second. Okay.
It's the best season since season one.
Yes,
but
say that, yes.
It's not saying much.
Yeah. If it was better than season one, then maybe.
It's not better than season one.
No, it's not better than season one, but they've done a very good job of kind of pulling who they still had available from the first season in and showing them where they ended up and why and how. And it's very much in the same vein as season one. There's kind of a mystery of, we know the world's going to come to an end, we got to figure out how to stop it, and somewhere along the line there's prophecies, and they're doing enough of the touching on that which made season one cool.
Okay. Decent bad guy?
So far, yeah.
Okay, bad guy.
Glad to hear it. That's key. If you don't have a good villain, you can't have a good hero show.
I mean, and then you've got the people who reluctantly have powers. You've got the people who are awesome about the fact that they have powers. And you've got the people who hate everyone with powers. And you've got the people who want to manipulate everyone with powers. You've got the formula there.
If you are a fan of Season 1, I say give it a shot. But, you know, you see, it's fun, but I'm happy that they have a short season.
I have to agree with you there. I don't think it would carry for a 22-episode season. I think the idea of giving it – what are they going to do? 10, 15 – how many episodes are they doing?
10, I think.
I think the episode, they're doing a short half season, 10-episode season is perfect for the storyline that they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Do we know if they're going to go back to what they talked about as the original model back with the original heroes? Where every season has brand new heroes and maybe one or two carryovers?
Right now, the next season is probably not happening, so...
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the ratings are not great.
Ah.
Too many super... You know, when Hero Season 1 came out, they were the only game in town. Now you're a rock and you have a superhero on TV.
This is true. Though, as an aside, if you watch Unbreakable now, it is really good.
Okay.
M. Night Shyamalan, Ding Dong, really, really, then it wasn't as big a deal because we didn't have this inundation, but watching a street-level hero figure out he's a hero is really good now.
Well, Unbreakable is the first act of a superhero movie.
Yes.
It's the first act, or it's the origin story. I mean, it is the entire origin story without the climax, big fight against the big boss.
Yeah, but it's the hero figuring who he is. Because you, in the classic story of a superhero story, you have the hero figuring who he is, him being awesome, getting his ass kicked, and then prevailing. So that would be your, like, three act. But
yeah, but you also had a quote-unquote super villain in Unbreakable that the only thing you really had to do was turn him in.
Yeah, it was,
there wasn't really anything to defeat. You just had to figure out what he was doing and call the police.
Well, that's Lex Luthor, too, to an extent, except the police ownership issue. I mean, I like it because it's a hyper-focus on a small part of the story we usually don't get much of. What Unbreakable is let's, instead of doing a montage, make the entire movie about what that montage is.
Okay.
Agreed. But yes, that's an awesome movie. Yeah. Nora Dunn, trumping Saturday Night Live. I'm sorry, I'm in Canada, so... Guys,
well, Donald Trump, being the political hot button that he is going to be on Saturday Night Live this week, and obviously everyone's losing their absolute utter shit over the whole thing.
Is he just terrible, or is he causing trouble? I hadn't heard about this.
Oh well, no, it's the Latino community in New York that's protesting him because he basically at the beginning of his campaign told the world that. Mexican immigrants were nothing but rapists and criminals.
Yeah, I could see. I remember him saying that, and I could see how that would be an issue. Yes.
My issue with the whole thing is that I think the entire United States needs to get a collective bug out of its ass and stop worrying about who's on Saturday Night Live. And if you really don't like the guy, considering the fact that statistically speaking, only 60% of us are going to vote in the first place, go out and vote against him if you don't like him that much, rather than standing on the side of a street with a sign.
Or, you know, don't watch Saturday Night Live.
Exactly.
I mean, this is the ultimate speak with your wallet kind of point of view.
Yeah, don't give them the rating so they're not going to do that again.
Because how amazing would it be? Donald Trump's Saturday Night Live thing was the lowest rated in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great headline to put out there.
It's going to be the inverse.
And that's what a lot of people don't get in the process. That's a great headline. That actually affects Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump being fired from hosting Saturday Night Live doesn't really affect him. That makes him a martyr.
Yeah.
You know, that's something he gets to talk about, you know, versus – him having the lowest ratings ever basically shows that people don't want to watch him. You know, once again, rather than standing up and screaming at the top of your lungs, vote. Whether it's vote with your wallet, vote with the on election day. If you don't like the guy, don't vote for him, or even more specifically, go vote for somebody else.
Yeah, that's with everything. You don't like a company, just give money to someone else. It's always give your support where you want it to be. That's it.
The real news story there is what are Americans going to be offended by today?
I'm going to go with the internet, Bob.
Agreed. Neil Gaiman, American Gods. Woo-hoo! TV series coming on Stars. Thank you, Stars and Brian Fuller. I am down with that.
Hell yes.
Well, if Stars is doing as good with that as they're doing with Ash versus the Evil Dead, I'm in.
I just want to see who they cast as Shadow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, are we concerned about spoilers here?
No.
Okay, because honestly, I don't know how many half Norwegian, half Southern black people there are. That's a hard mix to get.
Well,
actually, I think the character is going to be more fun to watch is going to be, though I can't remember what they call him in the actual book, Odin.
Wednesday,
that's right.
Yes, Wednesday will be quite entertaining to watch.
Oh, absolutely.
I just can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be so good.
Yeah, this is something I'm really excited about. This is how you get good TV. I mean, at this point, you get some kind of obscure graphic novel, but from a really good writer, and you put him into the process of writing your thing.
And what we're seeing that I really love is we're seeing that the two adult lines of comic books, which were Vertigo and Marvel Max, respectively, are not getting their shows put on network TV. They're all going to the custom places.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica Jones was the first title in Marvel Max. This was not a comic book for children. It was clearly for adults. And Sandman, along with American Gods and all those, are all Vertigo line, which was the same thing for DC. It was, these are not comic books for kids, so we're not going to try and put them on TV where kids might watch them. We're going to put them other places where you can control it.
Walking Dead is in D. It's even reaching farther. I mean, people that barely knew Walking Dead was a thing when it came out. I mean, I was at Comic-Con the first year before Walking Dead, and they had a booth which was awesome where you could take picture with like zombies and people acting and all that, and there was nobody. Now there will probably be a huge lineup.
Oh, yeah. It'll be around the block.
So, yeah. Keep doing this, network TV. Movie news, some Wonder Woman news, so some plot may have been revealed. Maybe some spoilers, but at this point everything is just rumor, so...
Well, apparently they're going with the whole, you know, War of Gods thing with Ares and stuff, and that line with Wonder Woman.
That's good.
Well, they're doing the origin story is New 52 origin story, where she's actually a goddess, not like made out of clay, right?
Yes.
So you kind of have to put her up against gods and goddesses, otherwise it's, you know, Superman's going to punch this dude in the face. Well, we know how that's going to go.
Still, that's pretty cool. They also cast Nicole Kidman. We don't know exactly which role, but a lot of people say that she's going to play Queen Hippolyta.
I can see it.
Yeah, well, I see it. I can see it. Yeah, I mean, she's good. It's talent, so I'll take it in a movie like this at this point. The only thing, and that's still to see, is like, Gal Gadot, please pull this off. Because I trust you, but I know there's a lot of non-believers, so pull this off, please.
Well, I know everybody's talking about the look, the physical look, and it's not the first time everybody's went, gee, this doesn't look like the character is supposed to look like. If she plays it right, people are going to forget about that.
Everybody loved Ben Affleck after seeing a trailer where he says almost nothing.
If she plays it right, if she acts it correctly, and I even think that that little bit of an accent, considering the fact that she's not an American person, is perfect. If she plays it right, nobody's going to care.
Agreed. And she looks great in the suit. So, even if she's not the definition of what people imagine, she's pulling this off.
Once again, if she acts it right, it works. That's just that simple.
Yeah. I don't know how these actors do it. Seriously, look at the Superman costume. It must be so hard when you don't even have the cape. Anything, and you need to pull this off in front of a room full of people.
It's almost as if we hire trained liars to lie to us about how easy it is to do something.
I know. It's still impressive. Come on. Trained liars. They are trained liars. Mad Max 5 will not be called Wasteland. That's a production title, but it's happening. They're talking about it.
I thought the next one was supposed to be Furiosa, which should have been the title of this previous one.
The problem is the relationship between the director and the actress, where she's like, "Frack, no, no, I have a contract. I know I'm gonna fight it to the end. I don't want to go back." So
I just wish they had named the last one Furiosa instead of Fury Road.
Yeah, Mad Max Furiosa. Yeah,
Fury Road had the same problem that Raiders of the Lost Ark had, which is if Max wasn't there, the exact same things would have happened. He had almost no effect on anything.
Yeah, but Max has always the same effect on things, which he's like seeing things happening, but he's not the person who has ultimately the most impact on what's happening.
No, but he always does stuff that matters. In this one, he was the least capable at everything he did. There were people better at driving than him, people better at shooting than him, people better at repairing vehicles than him.
Like, but he did things.
He did things.
But it wasn't his movie. It wasn't, but he was kind of the glue that pulled everybody and everything together.
Like I said, I have no problem with the movie. I love the movie. It should have been called Furiosa. It shouldn't have been called Fury Road.
But I agree with that.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I give you that. God, it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange. We got some pictures.
Yay!
They don't show that much.
Of course not. It's showing them the Doctor Strange before becoming Doctor Strange. You're seeing him dressed up like a bum.
After he was Doctor Strange, really.
Yeah.
In between various versions of Doctor Strange. Doctor?
Push
Doctor?
Up my nerd glasses. Technically speaking.
Doctor? 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 Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor? Doctor.
But we haven't seen him yet in the full garb. That's what I'm curious to see.
Once again, you're going to have an animated cape, and yeah.
I just can't wait to see how they're going to mesh him in the next Avenger movie with all these other people. To see Doctor Strange sitting beside the Hulk is going to be kind of funny.
I wanted to see Doctor Strange interacting with Star-Lord. That should be hilarious.
That should be hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. I guess Robert Downey Jr. is going to be something, too.
I'm waiting for Doctor Strange to explain to Star-Lord that Groot was actually the smartest one of the group.
I'm waiting for Sherlock Holmes to explain to Sherlock Holmes that his TV series better than his movies.
And really, if the smartest one is Groot, that means that the smartest one is really Rocket, because he's the only one who really understands what Groot's saying.
That's a good point.
Good point.
Good point. More superheroes stuff. Batman v Superman. We have a synopsis now. We know that Lex Luthor is the bad guy. Oh wow!
No,
God, you mean Lex Luthor is a manipulative son of a bitch who actually gets two people to fight each other? Wow!
This can't happen. No, he was supposed to just be in it. He wasn't supposed to be the bad guy.
Yeah, we didn't see that coming. Wait, oh, we did.
Everyone did.
You know, we should have moved this to non-news.
Yeah, we should. We should, but yeah, it was there, so... okay. So, Spectre is coming out this weekend in North America, because, yes, it's out there in UK. And there's Austin Power reference in it. What?
Well, the article is saying, now obviously none of us have seen it, but the article is saying that the bad guy ends up being James Bond's brother.
Yeah?
Similar to Goldmember in Austin Powers, where they found out that Dr. Evil and Austin were actually brothers.
Okay, that's funny.
I haven't seen it yet, plan on seeing it, but I don't know. It's the rumor.
Would be interesting.
Yeah, that's Austin Power. Okay. Anyway, that's funny.
Until he gets a car stuck sideways in too narrow a alley, I don't buy
it. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Bad Santa is getting a sequel. That was one of the most requested sequel out there for years, and they're finally making it, and they finally also have a director, so this is happening for real. Mark Waters is going to be directing. So
what else has he directed?
Bad Santa 1.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he was somebody that we should know that we didn't.
Yeah. Oh no, sorry. That's I misread the quote. It's the Mean Girl director that's gonna direct it now. Termin? I don't. Oh my God. Anyway,
I really hope someone's name is actually Termin Merman.
No, it's Mark Waters. Okay, it is Mark Waters. These news sites sometimes it's just meh. But anyway, yeah, he directed Mean Girls and Mr. Popper's Penguins. Great.
Ooh, there's a classic.
Yeah. Let's forget I said that, okay? Okay. Okay, there's the trailer of the trailer of the trailer of Warcraft. So,
As I said, it looks pretty.
15 seconds look pretty. We're going to get 2 minutes tomorrow. Yay.
Well, then hopefully it'll be a pretty 2 minutes.
Yeah, hopefully. I wish them really well. They're putting so much money into this thing. It's better be good. Tarantino's at it again, the Eightful Eight. If you ask me, this looks better than the Django. Yeah, this looks like funnier than Django. More like the Tarantino that we know and less the Tarantino that's trying to be serious.
Yes.
So,
it's always nice to see violence get made funny again.
Yeah. Yay. The Fresh Prince trying to get an Oscar. Concussion, the trailer?
Yes.
Looks like a good movie. Can't believe that the football NFL let that movie come out, but yay.
Why not to play professional football? The movie.
Yeah, basically. That looks like it. But hey, movie looks good. Looks interesting topic, so yeah. Check it out. The trailer is great. London Has Fallen. Basically, London is getting destroyed.
Woohoo!
For 2 minutes. So yeah, we know what's going to happen for 2 hours. And Deadpool on Halloween. This is actually pretty funny. This is not really a trailer or whatever, but it's Deadpool with kids outside and just having fun. And damn, Ryan Reynolds is good at this.
He was made for this role.
Not Green Lantern?
No, not Green Lantern. Again, even in this, I love the fact that in this, people, he goes, "Do you know who I am?" And someone says Green Lantern, he gets pissed. Do I look like a gay leprechaun? No.
Wow, that's funny. That's really funny. So can't wait for this. Countdown to Star Wars 42 days. That's close. It's coming. It's right there.
And someone knows all the spoilers.
Oh yeah.
All of them.
Already again?
No, this was the terminal cancer patient that J.J. Abrams got a pre-screening for it.
Nice.
So he has gotten that. I don't know when it takes place. I'll have to double-check the article. But he has been approved, and I believe JJ called him up on the phone to tell him that they were making arrangements and he was going to get to see it.
Try to stay alive for a week, okay?
Yeah. But yeah, no, they they did do it. They just finished doing it yesterday is when it was posted. Family saw it. They send a special thank you, but I think it's really cool. JJ did this Star Trek as well, and I think it's a really cool precedent to set.
Wonder if I can get one of the docs I know to say if I'm dying of melanoma or something like that.
Probably not.
No? Damn.
I think there's the whole, like, fraud issue.
Don't be that guy.
Fraud to see a movie early. I mean, are they really going to put me in prison for that?
Probably, yes.
Hey, if you fly Air France...
It is Disney. Yeah.
And if you fly Air France, you can see the movie 3 days in advance.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool.
All the Air France plane from... I think it's... Was it LA to Paris or some crap like that? Will have the movie 3 days in advance in the airplane. So if you fly Air France and you're French and stuff, there was something like 800... seat.
Yeah, but you know, really what it comes down to is movie tickets are expensive enough as it is without me having to pay the $1,000 it's going to take to get over to France.
And watch it on a super small screen. In
exactly. I've already got my tickets for the 20th. I've already paid for them. I'm happy.
You're happy?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. As long as
I'd like to get an Oculus version of it, but that can wait.
Yeah, a little bit. And they released 5 character poster. We got Han, Leia, Finn, Rey, and Kylo Ren, and this all the same kind of pattern where we see something passing in front of their face. The most interesting one is Rey, because, yeah, that pole.
Told you it was a lightsaber. I told you. Well, no one believes me.
It's not official yet, but it looks like a
lightsaber.
That's
a lightsaber.
It looks like a light pike.
I called it. I said it was a lightsaber. No one believed me.
No, no one believes you. Well,
I've been justified.
Well, maybe someone knows all the spoiler now. So yeah but
maybe I've been justified. I'm just saying that looks like a lightsaber.
Yeah, it looks like actually Darth Maul's lightsaber.
I get scared when it comes to these things. They're with all of the action figures and publicity and showing you Kylo Ren out there, and every time you go into a store, you see Kylo Ren T-shirts and bumper stickers and all that. I'm terrified that Kylo Ren is going to end up being a wussy little douchebag.
Probably. That's what the action figure I got is Captain Phasma, because even if she's really, really bad, it's a great armor.
Yeah, I'm worried that, you know, Kylo Ren ends up being the Jar Jar Binks of the new.
Well, Kylo Ren is Jar Jar.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. And Disney has enough of people saying that Princess Leia is a slave and that she's into BDSM because no more Princess Leia merchandise anymore. Or maybe?
Well, no. Basically what they've said is there's been a lot of arguments about the slave Leia outfit and the objectification that's involved in it, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so Disney basically said they're not making any more posters with the bikini. There'll be no more action figures made with the bikini. They haven't said they're going to go back in and change it in the films, thank God. But that is being removed.
So we're going back to the news story of the United States having a collective bug up its ass?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, just curious.
Well, honestly, I'm okay with them not making any more of them because I don't care if there are toys with metal bikinis. If they start changing the trilogy like Lucas did and like editing her into clothes, then I'm going to have an issue.
I would agree with you.
But just getting rid of the posters and the toys, I don't care. It's the future. I can get a high-res image of her in the bikini, go down to a print shop and get a poster made, no problem. If I want a poster of that, I can have a poster of that.
Zero has everything down. Like, it's going to be cheaper. It's going to be nicer. I'm going to edit it that way. I'm going to Photoshop her eyes there. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Send this to my Photoshop buddy. He's going to clean up all the lines. Great. Put her on the hood of a Firebird.
Oh, my God.
We're going full 80s on this.
And we're going to park it in front of Disney's office. Let's go.
What? In recent news, Zero has been sued to death by Disney.
That's in non-news. And that's pretty much all the news, folks, this week. Thank you, Zero. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll see you soon.
Later.
Peace.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.